Well, I think it's pretty clear that before the High Court decision came down in early February this year, the Minister for Immigration, Peter Dutton, was very determined and he was making public statements about his intention to send over 70 children back to detention in Nauru. He also made those kinds of statements in relation to baby Asha and her family, that his intention was very clearly to send them back to Nauru as soon as the medical treatment was completed. And so I think it's a little incorrect to credit Minister Dutton with the release of these children. I would say that perhaps the public swell of support for these children and their families and everybody else who is sort of stuck in limbo in the offshore processing system is more responsible for that decision than any compassion on the side of Mr. Dutton. I think he's shown very clearly that he doesn't really show very much compassion for people seeking asylum.
And the minister has also emphasized that even though they might be in community detention, they will still be processed as any other applicants for asylum. And there are possibilities that they might be sent back to a third country as well. Is there anything else that you want the government to do?
Yes, of course. At the moment, as the legislation and the policy stands, these children and their families, along with everybody else in onshore detention who's subject to transfer back to Nauru and Manus, remain subject to transfer back to Nauru and Manus. And this means essentially that Minister Dutton could wake up on the wrong side of the bed tomorrow morning and decide to place them all back into detention and send them to offshore detention in Nauru or Manus Island. So what we would like to see is, permanent policy change, a humane and just policy in which Australia lives up to its international obligations and processes people seeking protection within Australia without subjecting them to human rights abuses. And I don't think that's too much to ask, really.
Mm. And finally, when we're talking about community detention, I mean, what sort of conditions are we talking where if someone is not really sure on what the community detention means? Could you maybe briefly explain to us what it's like?
Yeah, of course. So community detention is essentially residing in the community at a designated address. People in community detention don't have the right to work and they don't have the right to education for adults and young people. So essentially they remain in limbo and are not able to contribute to the community as much as they repeatedly tell us they would like to. So it would be good to see the minister make a decision to allow these people to actually contribute to our society. Many of them are already getting involved in volunteer work where they can, and contributing through churches and other networks. But really, they just want to have a future here and they want a bit of stability. And so we would call on the minister to give them that.
Mm. Other than that, though, in terms of their living condition, how much of an improvement is it from the detention centre, I guess, setting?
Oh, it's a massive improvement because there is complete freedom of movement. There's not a presence of security officers with them at all times. They're living in just a normal house in the community, and the only restriction is that they must sleep at that particular address every night.